welcome to the Appen Podcast. I'm here with Jordan. We're going to be joined with Dan later on. He's
yes, on the way back. Indeed.
How are you doing, Jordan?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's not too bad. Nice red sweater you got on there.
Yeah, mate, it's a shirt. All right, actually, this is a great conversation.
Okay.
Because this is a Jordan, that's Air Jordan, yeah?
Oh, right, yeah.
And I nearly didn't buy it. I saw it. It's like, look, it's like, I also got the joggers. Not that, they're just Nike. But I went to the Nike store the other day, right? I thought it's a nice, cool, oversized red shirt. Don't have a lot of red. I'm a Leeds fan, right? But I thought, I do have a slight issue with Jordan. Can you tell me wearing headphones? Fuck, you know. So, I do have a slight issue with the Jordan brand. And that is that my name is Jordan. So, is it a bit cringe and it essentially looks like Air Me? Or am I just overthinking it and Jordan's Jordan and it is what it is?
I would say you're massively overhyping the issue there. Personally, I mean, if it was like an off-brand that wasn't as famous as Jordan, I'd kind of get that other people might think it's, oh, he's wearing fucking clothing with his name on. But I feel like even if people knew your name was Jordan, they'd be like, oh, well, he's wearing Jordan branded stuff. He's not wearing his, but just because it's got your name on it doesn't mean that's the only reason you're wearing it.
Yeah.
This one is that much, I mean.
That's it.
I do have some terrible, terrible news.
Ah.
My rotator cuff on my left hand side, I think I've injured it. Disgusting.
No.
Yeah. It keeps making this popping noise and cracking like every time I move it, which is not great, and I'm losing strength in my left side. So it's my first injury. It's been basically a year.
There's only one thing to do, mate.
What's that?
Strictly stepper sessions.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, your life for the next 6 months is that stairway to hell, mate.
Well,
get in the gym and just start climbing, which ironically, climbing upwards.
That's it. I mean, I think if I'm only going to go anywhere, it'll be out that window and, you know, in the direction of hell. I think that's the more likely route I'll take. But yeah, I mean, I could probably do some like some leg exercises, but that doesn't make it any better. I tried today. I did.
Did you feel it go like doing something, or do you think it's just like a gradual thing?
It must have been a gradual thing.
Yeah,
because I must admit, last couple of weeks it's felt a bit iffy. I think because I've got quite what are they called, like hypermobility in my joints, like I can get my arms like right back here. I think what's done it is I've been a bit over exuberant with some chest exercises, especially like the knee flies. I've put my arms too far back, I think, on my left side, but it is what it is. Hopefully, I'll have to try and get a doctor to give me some physiotherapy session or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you cure that, really.
I mean, mate, I'm a bit of a hypocrite when it comes to shoulders. Like, my shoulder is absolutely fucked because, and when I say fucked, I just mean, like, if I ever train chest or shoulders or whatever, I just always feel it. Because when I was like 18, 19, training at Top Body, injured my shoulder, but I was so addicted to the gym. I was like, I'll just train through it. And now, even just 10 years later, my shoulder is just fucked.
Nice.
Like, my range of movement is a joke. I can't do back squats because I can't get... So, like, this, obviously, people at home can do this if they're watching. So you keep bringing your arm back. That's how far mine can go. So I can't even get it to 90 degrees. Pinching like fuck. So I can only really get my arms to there.
Yeah. Fuck.
You know, whereas obviously for back squat, if this was my arm, you know, you're like there, you're like, woo, but I can't do it, so I have to front squat and shit. Yeah. But yeah, that's just fucking, the mobility in my shoulders is just poo.
Yeah. I just noticed it out of fucking, just, well, not saying nowhere, last couple of weeks have been a bit iffy, but I was trying to do an exercise like, that's not happening on my left side. That's not going to happen. So, yeah, we'll have to see. But, yeah. Welcome, everyone. Let's see a few regulars in the chat. Kez, Lunzar Bro, Ashton Mitchell, of course, Maxi. Hello. Framo, all regulars. Love to see it. If you do listen to these back or watch these back. If you can, you might want to join a live one just to get some questions in, because we do interact with the chat as we're going. I have noticed the first comment, fight for your rights, stop being cowards. America won.
That's the thing, right? with Lozzy, with you picking these subjects, listen, we're going to get some passionate people, you know? Like, I know this isn't my full-time job anymore, right? And you know, and all the rest of it, but that don't make that, you know, the cancel mob is still out there somewhere.
That's it.
And I feel like since I've quit full time, you're just trying your best to get the mob to turn up.
That's it. I mean, I feel like I've been shackled for, you know, many years straight.
So long.
But now the gloves are off. Let's go. I'll be interested to know. America won. Fight for your rights to stop being cowards. Did you storm the Capitol?
Oh my fuck!
Because I don't know that you give me that vibe, and if you didn't, pussy.
Fuck. There we go.
No, look.
Anyway, it's been my last episode of Atma.
Welcome. 164. We had 164.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to my channel and talk about fucking ghosts, even though I weren't on this week's. But listen, we're a team.
Absolute. Fucking load of shit.
And Lozzy has the software, so even though we literally made a Discord one for Patreon. But yeah,
it can be possible. To lighten up, well, I mean, what we're going to talk about today is a new law that's been passed in Scotland, not too far from us, really, in the grand scheme of things. It's about anti-hate speech. When you boil it down, it's just basically rat on anyone for anything. Is what I kind of get from it. But we will be lining up with a bit of a tier list at the end, just because we have had a couple of requests for TV/film comedy tier list. I've done a TV one, just because I know there's a few comedies that we have both watched. Don't know about Dan, but we'll have a look at that towards the end and start that off, because that might give us a little bit of a break from this dystopian shite law that's been passed. But anyway... So let's get on with the main crux of the podcast. I don't know. Are you aware of this law that's been passed, Jordan? Have you seen
all I've seen? Which, actually, I don't even know if I want to fucking say this, because I don't want to go in this fucking direction, because I can't be fucked. Okay, yeah. But all I've seen is that this new law, like, everyone's like, "Oh, J.K. Rowling's going to get arrested," and then they've come out and said, "No, we will not be arresting J.K. Rowling for what she said."
Ah, right. Okay. I mean,
this is where you're like, well, that's what the whole pod's on. No. Let's get into the trans issue.
No. To be fair, I haven't even really looked into the J.K. Rowling stuff. So that's an added on. Fuck it. We'll do that as an ad lib thing. If you know,
we won't.
That's okay.
No, we won't.
Okay. It's something for discussion.
Before we go anywhere down this rabbit hole, Luke Trussler says, "Sup boys, different pod, but was wondering if there was any plans for drip merch. Would love a hoodie or a t-shirt." Now, this does also apply to this pod, okay? Because so about 6 months ago, no, probably 7 months ago now, I bought for £300 a brand new beautiful fucking t-shirt press. And then about 2 weeks later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a different job. But I still want to make t-shirts. I have a designer. Matty is in the process. He's in the process of making these fucking designs for me. He's a very busy man. He's lead background designer for Meat Canyon and stuff. I do need to have a word, though, because it has been 6 months, and I do sometimes go on Steam and it says, "Matty, last online, Helldivers played 36 hours this week." But listen, everyone deserves a life. I'm just saying. Take one of them hours and finish the fucking drawings, man. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, yes, there will be drip merch. I'm thinking about doing a t-shirt club and stuff, but also just dropping a kind of shirt and shit. But also, obviously, we can use that for Atma stuff as well, because I have a brand new t-shirt press in the box in my conservatory, and it's pissing me off. So, yes, there most definitely will be. I'm just waiting to get the designs fucking finished.
That's it.
But yeah, sorry for interrupting.
He's spreading democracy. He's an artist. He's spreading democracy.
Exactly. I fucking love Helldivers. So
yeah,
good.
I need to get back on it because I did enjoy the few hours we played the other night. Yeah. But yeah, so the potentially back to the topic that may tank the rest of, well, I'd say the podcast, but do you know what I mean? I don't know if it actually will because it's that stupid. So this law is, boiling it down, you can, this is the extent to which it is stupid, right? So say me and you are having a conversation in, for example, your house,
yes,
in private.
Yeah.
And we can be talking about anything, just talking about religion, race, immigration, whatever. Not that we actually do.
He's covered. Let's talk about religion, race, and immigration immediately.
These three topics. Let's go.
Let me put the kettle on.
That's it. Make a brew. It's going to be a long conversation. If someone overhears the conversation secondhand, so even if they tell someone about the conversation that we've had and then they are offended by it, they are allowed to go to the police and report their grievance to the police, and it could be recorded as a hate crime if they get enough evidence. I don't know how they'd prosecute on that basis.
So if me and you had the conversation, how would someone else?
Maybe your neighbour can hear us through the wall, maybe it's a thin wall, or maybe in the garden. I don't know.
Okay.
But even if you mentioned fact that you had the conversation with me and you mentioned something that I'd said, for example, in public, and then someone else heard it secondhand, they could report that to the police and then you could be investigated for a hate crime.
That's pretty mad. What sort of sentence does these hate crimes...
The most you can get is 7 years.
Sorry, 7 years.
7 years.
7 years. So, right. I'm still... How do they have proof, though?
That's the thing. Like, there's a lot of people saying that it's not very easy to prove that. But the kicker is that even if you have an allegation of it against you, it can, in some instances, be passed to potential employers that you have had investigation into you without your knowledge. You might not even know that information has been passed to potential employers. So it's kind of like as an employer, you're like, ah, okay, this person has had an allegation made against them. Do you hire them? Because would that stop you hiring them? I don't know. It's such a minefield of information.
Yeah.
But
and this is Scotland.
Scotland. Yeah. It was passed on April the 1st, April Fool's Day. Great day to pass it. And as of yesterday, there were 3,000 reports.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw an article about that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's...
The one place that you thought, other than, you know, deep, seedy, like 4chan stuff, the one place you thought you might be safe was your own living room, just having a chat. But now, don't know.
I don't know, man. Freedom, I believe in freedom of speech.
As
you know, even if you don't like what you're hearing, fucking ignore them. You know, and don't get me wrong, this is someone who has been abused on the internet for 10 fucking years. I understand how hard it is to ignore people that are being fucking horrible or that you disagree with. But I think you go down this fucking path, I think it's not I don't think it's a good road. I think it does more damage than good.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, like, a lot of things are subjective. Like, shit, like, how does this affect comedy? You know, for example, because I personally believe that you can joke about anything, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously the only time people get offended is when it's about them or something that they believe deeply in, like, you know. And there's that, you know, you've got comedians that say, like, you know, as soon as it's something that affects them, they're offended. But hang on a minute, 5 minutes ago when I was joking about 9/11, you were pissing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it's so like, yeah, I don't think this is a good thing.
Yeah, just to clarify a bit of stuff on the, because it was mentioned specifically about theatre productions, comedy shows, music. The police won't like literally observe those things all the time. They'll only obviously turn up or start investigations if there's something reported. But what they were saying was that the law doesn't really target those things. But apparently the training material has said, according to several of the articles that I read, that in the training material it does say that some messages can be given out in the form of comedy, theatre and music, basically with hateful messages in it. So the police are basically having to decode what people's intentions are based on training material that they've given, which is fucking ridiculous. It's, you know.
Yeah, because that in itself is subjective, like satire. Like, what do you do with that? You know, like, for example, not many people know this. So on YouTube, literally until the 20th of January. No, was it the 20th of January? It was January anyway. And it was I had a warning on my YouTube channel for 2.5 years. Because we made that video, how to sneak drugs into a music festival. So that was flagged. We made it, 5-6 years ago? Yeah. It was entirely satire, because would you believe it? I don't think that you would strap a heroin syringe to your penis to get into a fucking music festival, right? Yeah. It was so obviously fucking satire, but some fucking dipshit twat at YouTube sat there after it was reported, and then took it down, threatened to strike my channel, but fortunately, because it was the first offence, I got let off with a warning, which still affected the channel. But when I explained to them how clearly obvious it was satire, they simply rejected it and said, no, it is a serious violation because you are telling people how to smuggle drugs. It's satire. It's not real. It was a joke. It's so obviously a fucking joke, but one fucking job's worth knobhead didn't get the joke. So to them, it wasn't funny. So to them, we were trying to influence people to sneak drugs into a fucking music festival. You know, it's like, you're just a fucking twat.
Yeah.
You know, you're a bit of a fucking melt. And yet that's what I'm trying to get at as I insult the person verbally, ironically, that a lot of these things, I know obviously there's some that are clear cut, right? There are some just slurs that are fucking awful. There's racism that is fucking deplorable, right? I get that. But there are other areas where it's a bit grey and subjective. And who is it? What qualifies you to make that decision on something that's so subjective? You know?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's an absolute mine. It's a minefield. The police don't really want to deal with it. Having precious time. Like, you're going to have police, if they can't get enough evidence, right, then the kind of like reporting of an alleged hate crime is actually, it's a non-crime. You can't prove it, so it's a non-crime. So now you're going to have police investigating non-crimes. It just, it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, especially as, you know, a lot of people probably know, the police are stretched, blah, blah, blah. Limited budgets, officers cut. I just feel like this is another way to stretch them even thinner than they are now. Like, I would find it very hard to believe there's any officer in Scotland who's like, this law is a good thing. This is going to make the policing job better.
Yeah.
It's going to make it worse, more time consuming, and basically just send him on wild goose chases for an alleged something slur, whether it be religion, race, whatever. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah.
But what is strange is last episode we were talking about you know, restrictions under COVID for China and the sort of social credit system they have.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, this law gets passed in Scotland. That is literally the next country up from us.
Mm.
On the same island. So
yeah.
Can we really say, I mean, they are different, but can we say that this, like, worlds apart, this law?
No, of course not. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult. It's really fucking difficult, and it depends on what lens you view it through, you know?
Well, take the example that you just said about the person reviewing the YouTube video and still coming to the conclusion, even after they talked to the creator, that it was a cut and dry case, that it was helping people smuggle drugs. For me, I don't understand. Obviously, I'm sure everyone in the chat as well don't understand, if you've seen the video, of course, how that could be the case, that they've looked at that and gone, that is a serious video about smuggling drugs into a festival.
Yeah.
It's almost like once the decision's been made, there's no reversing it no matter what, which to me is just ridiculous in its own.
Okay. And that's part of what annoyed me, because, you know, I think also as a creative person, you know, I was there creating something that was really funny, that people thoroughly enjoyed. It was a very, very popular video. People found it hilarious. They were quoting it when we were there, blah, 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 you know. And then I just see, and this could be wrong, but I just see, you know, some fucking person that is just in a cubicle somewhere, just fucking shitting on creativity, you know, and it's just like, who the fuck are you to tell me that what I have made satirically so fucking obviously isn't? Like, what the fuck? Okay, I get where with the laws being passed, we're talking about governments and police and shit, okay? But in that case of the YouTube thing, who the fuck is this guy or lady at YouTube? What gave them the fucking qualification to tell me that what I have done is not satire when it is, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously we're talking about a personal issue. And this is obviously a little bit different. But yeah, this is just a very slippery slope, as everyone's saying, you know. I think that Amber makes a very good point when she says, I feel like it's not correcting people's negativity, but will just make people more hateful, which is surely the opposite of what the law has been passed for. Yeah, I agree. Because when you try and silence people, especially when as a society, our society has been built on freedom of speech, you take away people's freedoms, even if they're a racist piece of shit, it's only going to make it, you know, it's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to come out in probably more violent ways. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's all a bit mad.
Yeah. Designed to create more tolerance, but in actual fact exhibits more intolerance. For me personally, I mean, the fact that you can have a conversation in private, someone can be upset or pass that information on to someone who then becomes upset, and then they have the right, and they have been encouraged by the Scottish government to report that sort of behaviour. That for me, just,
I think that also it destroys communities, doesn't it? You know, I think community is already in a very, very, very bad place.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know who your fucking neighbours are anymore or anything like that. But, you know, the idea, it was like when COVID was happening, you know, and it was like, oh, if you see people going around your neighbour's house for parties or whatever, you should report them, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just dissolving the trust between people.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Craziness.
I don't know. It's all going to shit, isn't it? So.
Do you think that could cross over Hadrian's Wall to us?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
I've seen
it. I think it's so unpopular to the masses.
Yeah.
There's a general election coming up. Why the fuck would you throw votes in the bin? At the end of the day, politicians want power. They want control, which something like that would give you control over what people say. But I just can't see it. I can't see it. And I also can't see it lasting in Scotland, all that too long. But ultimately, I have no fucking idea. You know, I don't even watch the news. I just saw, like I say, the J.K. Rowling thing. Stuff like that, but
right, let's get Dan in because I've just seen him pop in. Hello, mate. How you doing?
Hello. How we doing?
All right.
Yeah, good.
Have you moved again, Dan, or are you same room?
No, I am in the same room.
I was going to say
a little partition up just to make it a little bit.
Nice. Got some cracking rum behind you.
Kind of working, old school limited
That's
edition.
That's a nice bottle.
It is, mate, yeah.
Lovely. We were just talking about the new law that's been passed in Scotland about the anti-hate stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know much about it.
No, not really.
It's just to explain it kind of like really quickly, basically, it's a law passed for anti-hate stuff on like race, religion, gender identity, that sort of stuff. It's to encourage more encourage tolerance, more tolerant society. But the lowdown is basically you'll have private conversations picked apart. If someone overhears you or tells someone about your conversation and it involves something that someone finds offensive, they can report you to the police. That can be then investigated as a hate crime. That's essentially the crux of it. The worst part of it, which I have just briefly gone over before, is that even if you're investigated for the hate crime and there's not enough evidence to convict, which I would probably say 99% of these reports are going to be non-convictions because I don't understand how it's going to work. The fact that you have had an investigation into a hate crime for yourself will be passed or can be passed to potential employers without your knowledge. So could that make the difference in you getting a job or not getting a job? I don't know. Would you, as an employer, would you risk that kind of negatively coming back on you if someone finds out that someone in the company you've hired had a allegation of a hate crime against them? I don't know. But yeah, it's just a very dystopian thing.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Weird, isn't it?
It's a bit strange.
Usually, I assume, when laws are passed, it's because there's a problem. Like, there's a massive problem with something.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes there's money or whatever. I don't know how much of a problem there is with this sort of stuff. But I don't know. It's hard to say because it's like if you're not affected by something, it's hard to say. But again, if you're talking within a friend group or whatever, and it's overheard, like,
yeah,
that doesn't seem right to me.
It's one thing for someone to be picked up, say if they put something on Facebook or put something on X or Instagram, whatever, that is picked up to be whatever someone is accusing someone of, that's there in black and white in the public eye.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different ball game when we're talking about private conversations that someone may or may not have overheard and then reported to the police. It's, you know, for me, that's a complete incorrect take on what people, you can just basically encouraging people to rat on people's conversations.
Also, the police are pretty busy as it is. And there's already enough crime going on and stuff going on that they can't deal with. This doesn't seem to be helping with that.
No. I mean, we've had, it came into force on the 1st of April, and as of yesterday, they had 3,000 reports of this new crime.
Fucking hell.
So, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's
three. How many?
3,000. Over 3,000 in two. I think this was reported on the 3rd. So yeah, 2 or 3 days in, you're looking at about 1,000 reports a day.
But what does that consist of, though? Do you know what I mean?
It's
like because that's the other thing. What is deemed as hate speech? Like, is it just, you know, there's obvious stuff, but then there's other shit that is just sort of like, you know, that I just don't get it. I don't see how it can be categorized.
Yeah, it's very difficult. The trouble is,
absolutely obvious.
It's really easy to just, if you don't like someone or someone has annoyed you, it's really easy because the parameters are not set there to just phone the police or report it to the police and go, I heard something. Because it's, you know, you're not going to get in trouble for getting it wrong. I don't know, man. It's such a can of worms, but it's very easy if you don't like someone, just report them to you can make someone's life very hard, can't you? Without having reason to, or you know, like I say, everyone's tolerance level of everything is different of what they get offended. Like, you know, where do comedians sit, or where do you sit if you're telling a joke that was, you know, it's like, because it's got to be within context. So if we're sitting telling a joke about something that is on, say, a Netflix documentary, you know, let's say Ricky Gervais, for instance, you're repeating one of his jokes to your friends and all laughing about it, and then someone next to you takes offense to that.
Yeah.
Is that justified to call the police?
Yeah.
According to the story.
There'll probably be people out there that feel so strongly about this that just us debating that maybe it shouldn't be a thing to them will be hate speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that it's just, you just can't win.
Next week, we've all got a criminal record.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Lars. Fucking hell. Right. I remember when this was fun. Fuck's sake, man. I'm turning up every week and it's like, I wonder if we can get the mob on him today.
It's part of the journey.
Yeah.
It's part of the journey. But yeah, Ashton brings up a couple of good points, especially this first one. He said, issue is, someone who is vehemently racist / homophobic, etc., isn't going to see this law and be like, okay, I'll stop doing that then.
It's the whole thing.
It's meant to create a more tolerant society. The person who is intolerant already is not going to become tolerant just because you can rat on them. Or like, you know. Yeah.
It's just... You also have to think, they say it's going to make a more tolerant society. Like, will it? You've got to think about the resources of the police. Like, you got this crime on one level, then you've got the crime of, say, you know, people getting all their tools nicked, which happens loads, and you know, they get resold on like car boots or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're not getting solved. Like, people get their bikes nicked, and those crimes aren't getting solved. So,
yeah,
it's still a crime, and you actually get, you know, the punishments are severe if you get caught, but it doesn't stop it happening.
Yeah, it's literally going to be 100% hearsay, and I don't understand how there's going to be. All it's going to do is waste police time. Mm. This, I mean, to have 3,000 reports on the 3rd day of it being in law is pretty insane. And I feel like, because the public in Scotland are being actively encouraged to report these hate crimes or potential hate crimes, I feel just like it gives people a free pass to just, if they've got any problem with anyone at all and they want to dob them in for something and create their life more difficult, this will be the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the only good that you could maybe hope for is if say the police system was like super organized and all those 3,000 reports were like, we're stretching here, but
super organized.
The super organized, those 3,000 reports come in and it goes into like a database. And then, you know, the top one can say they've got 100 reports of different people with then you think, oh, well, there's no smoke about fire. There's potentially something there. Maybe that could be a benefit. But again, that person you would think radar anyway, or you would hope.
Yeah, she's like I said, I think it's just going to be, even if the police are as efficient as they possibly can be, this is just not going to be any good for them at all. And it's not going to help them solve crimes that they are currently trying to solve.
No.
But yeah. I'll leave that there for now, because I do have a second, like, kind of half of this podcast. I know Jordan's got to leave a little bit early today. But we've been asked to do some more tier lists, and in particular, a comedy tier list. I've decided to do a TV comedy tier list, just because the amount of films that I could think of comedy-wise is just so vast. Mm. I feel like the TV programs are probably not as vast. There's quite a lot of ones here that I've personally watched. I'll put it on screen now, and I'm sure Jordan has watched. I don't know if you do. You watch a lot of comedy TV, Dan?
Yeah, not loads, but I mean, let's have a look at the tier list, and I'll let you know. Yeah, there's a handful. I mean, my kids are kind of watching some of this stuff now, to be fair.
Yeah.
I've watched a handful of those.
I feel like there's a good mix there. There's a good mix of, like, older ones and newer ones. Like, you look at Cheers, that's quite an old comedy. Even, like, Everyone Loves Raymond, Seinfeld. There's quite a lot of older ones there and some newer ones as well.
It's good. Yeah.
Good mix. Tiers we've got are Amazing, Great, Good, Meh, Bad, and the Worst. I know there's a couple on here that I might go into the worst, but then the wording of the worst means kind of to me that there should be only one in there, but it is what it is. But we'll start with Everybody Hates Chris. Has anyone watched that?
I've never watched it.
I think I watched it ages and ages ago. I think it was on Comedy Central when my mum was flexing when she had Sky. You know what I mean? Back in the day. I thought it was all right, but I can't really remember that much of it. So I might just put it in meh if no one else has watched it.
Yeah.
I'll stick it in meh. Big Bang Theory. Everyone must have watched at least one episode of this, surely.
Yeah. I used to watch it quite religiously, and then it was really weird. It was that, because it was on like E4. It would be that. How I Met Your Mother and one other one with the guy who plays the dude in the wheelchair and Family Guy. I can't think what it was called. It might even be on it. But yeah, I used to watch it a lot. And then just all of a sudden, I was like, with both Big Bang Theory and with How I Met Your Mother, all of a sudden, I was just like, wait, these are shit. It's really weird, but it doesn't mean that they were. I just all of a sudden just didn't like them anymore.
Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, I'm trying to think back to them, and it's just a lot samey. Like
I'd say it's meh.
I'm exactly the same, because I remember watching the scene where Sheldon is in the ball pit and he's just popping up saying "Bazinga" like 10 times. And I thought that at a point in my life, I thought that is hilarious. Whoever wrote that is hilarious.
Just wasn't.
And then I watched it like a couple of years back and I was like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's not even funny. I don't honestly know where to put it. I mean, how I feel about it now, I put it in bad or maybe meh.
Yeah.
I'm probably meh. It started off well. I think it was of its day. It was, it is what it is. But yeah,
they were getting paid fucking mental money per episode by the end.
Yeah,
I bet.
Sheldon was on like $1 million an episode.
Fuck, yeah, man.
Yeah, even Sheldon was like, again, it was all right for a few, but great on you. And I know he's supposed to. But...
Yeah, it always weirded me out, like, because obviously in the first season they're sort of fleshing things out and shit, and then obviously they kind of take certain things and then change certain things, and in the first season of Big Bang Theory, Sheldon's got like a really deep voice, Yeah. And then for the other remainder seasons, he's like got like that kind of high, more high pitched thing going on. And then whenever there was an old a season one episode on the TV, it was always just so jarring.
Yeah.
But yeah, Drake and Josh. I love Drake and Josh. Obviously, it's all a bit fucking dodge now with what's going on.
Drake and Josh.
I've never seen it.
What happened on those sets?
Yeah, fuck me. It's all come out about. Well, I think it's like a worst kept secret. That is it, Dan Schneider?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. He's got like a foot fetish and shit, and he used to abuse the kids, which is obviously awful. And then all the stuff with P. Diddy. Fuck yeah. Now, but anyway, Drake and Josh.
Different podcast episode, that one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Again, this is going to be a slice of nostalgia with this one because it was very much a childhood thing watching that growing up. But yeah. I do remember liking it. I don't really remember any episode or scene that stands out. But I do remember enjoying it.
Mm.
Do you say you've never seen it, Dan?
I've never seen it, yeah. It's literally never even seen one episode.
Should we put it in good, Jordan? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say so.
In good. Rick and Morty. Okay.
I think Rick and Morty is great.
Yeah. Fucking robots, Morty.
So I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
I like the story's quite good.
I like how it kind of brought in, because I feel like animated comedy TV shows kind of went a bit stale for a while.
Yeah.
And then this one like popped up. Well, it's been around for quite a while, but it popped up and got popularity when a time when like a lot of the animated stuff was starting to wane. Like Family Guy, like American Dad. Which are on this list later on. And I feel like it just gave a bit more, kind of rejuvenated that sort of genre of TV comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So I'd stick it in. Great. Have you ever watched it, Dan?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of them, yeah. Yeah, it's I thought it was good. Yeah, yeah, great. I mean, like I say, I was probably a bit old for it, to be honest, but I've seen a couple.
The fucking merchandising from that series is fucking insane. Yeah. It's like a Pokemon. It's like on everything conceived.
Yeah. Two and a Half Men.
I loved Two and a Half Men in the fucking Charlie Sheen days. It was so fucking good.
I did like it.
Yeah.
I used to like it. He's a legend, didn't he?
Men. Yeah, I loved it.
I think it's another slice of nostalgia with that one because.
But also, like, through the series, because obviously the kid is the same actor, like, watching him grow up was pretty cool as well.
Yeah.
I never watched, because they carried it on with Ashton Kutcher for a while.
I never
watched it with Ashton Kutcher.
I saw a couple of those, and it's all right.
Yeah.
Just... And did they kill, I think they killed Charlie Sheen off by dropping a piano on him in the show.
Wow. Yeah.
I think I like it more because just Charlie Sheen's just it like he was that character.
That was during his fucking like drinking Tiger Blood fucking era and shit, wasn't it?
Winning
thing, the fucking my cousin had a massive canvas of Charlie Sheen that just had winning written underneath.
Yeah, winning.
It was fucking
winning.
Yeah, no, I'd say Two and a Half Men was great.
Yeah, sticking great. Malcolm in the Middle.
I only watched a few because when I grew up, I wasn't rich enough to have Sky. So, yeah, I never really watched it too much. I was on like Sky One or something, I think.
Yeah, I've seen a couple randomly, but nothing. Yeah, I don't know when I've seen them or how I've seen them, but it always felt a bit random.
I think the maddest thing about Malcolm in the Middle to me is that Bryan Cranston's character in it is just obviously he's a fantastic actor, so it makes perfect sense, but he's just far from Walter White. It's nuts.
Yeah, I think that's why I loved Breaking Bad so much, because he just I'd seen him in that before, and he just like sometimes people, it's hard for them to break at a certain character that they played before.
Yeah.
He just smashed it out of the water, didn't he? He just literally left that guy for dust.
Yeah, I did. I watched a very little amount of Malcolm in the Middle. I think I'll have to put it in good. I think what I remember of it was good, but I think also that I'm probably associating a lot of stuff with Malcolm in the Middle just because of Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Which might just be crossing over in my mind, but I'm sure there's a lot of people, especially our generation, who watched Malcolm in the Middle.
But yeah.
Bryan Cranston, like, how those two roles have been applied to the same actor. Just Jesus.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. 30 Rock, I don't think I've actually watched. Haven't created a tier for that.
Yeah, we just have to leave it in. If we haven't, if all of us haven't, just leave it in the bottom. Alec Baldwin. Oof.
Yeah.
Did
he shoot someone?
Yes, he did.
That's just gone away, isn't it?
I could be pulling this out of my ass. I think he won initially, and now they're like retrialing it.
Oh, okay. Because
there's footage that's come out. I saw the footage the other day where basically he's shooting the gun and then he's like, quickly reload. Oh, let's shoot it again. Come on, reload the gun, shoot it again. So it's like they're now going like, whoa, he pressured the armorer into doing their job too quickly. It's like, there's doing your job too quickly, and then there's putting live bullets in a gun instead of blanks.
Yeah.
So I think it's all been like thrown back into court. But yeah, no, I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it.
No, me neither. I know it's been talked about quite a lot. Like, it's always it in the conversation, especially for American comedy TV shows, like as one of the go-tos for it, but I've never seen an episode. I mean, the next one, I mean, do we end the tier list here and have like a little Q&A at the end? Because Sunny...
Oh, wait. Hang on a minute.
What, sorry?
I think Maya has just come home, which means I don't have to go get her. Maya? Did you get a lift back? You walked back? Jesus. All right, cool.
There you go.
Cheers. I'm still doing the pod.
In that case...
No, I don't have to go anywhere. Halfway to pick
in that
up.
Case, we will talk about Sonny.
Yeah, I've just seen in the comments.
Yeah, go on. Sorry,
Lanzarbro. The show I was thinking of was indeed Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement.
That was the show I was thinking of.
There was a couple on this tier list that I had to look up. There's still one that I have got no idea what it is. It's this picture here. No, I don't know what that's from at all.
No idea.
So if I zoom in, might be able to see it.
Doesn't
better.
Look very comical.
No. If anyone could let us know in the chat, if you know, just because I didn't really know what to describe it as the imp. I was just like, guy in checkered shirt, comedy. And that did not produce the results I wanted.
Yeah.
I feel like this one could have its own fucking episode, to be honest. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's automatically an amazing for me.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite comedy.
Yeah,
sitcom.
100%. It doesn't live action. You don't get much better comedy wise than It's Always Sunny. Fucking love it.
Yeah, top tier.
It's interesting because the first season is still funny. But when they add in Danny DeVito from the second season onwards, it just, the whole show, you can just see it formulates and it's fully fleshed from season two. All the characters start to become who they are. And you're like, wow, that is literally adding Danny DeVito. They could just go to so many different lengths with that character. It's such a great get for... to only have in their second season for him to just come onto the show because his daughter liked the first series was a main part of why he joined. So, I mean, the rest is history. They're now the longest, I think they're the longest.
Yeah, they are.
Serving comedy. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah.
So,
if you implore anyone who likes comedy TV, if you like any sort of comedy, really, you should watch that, definitely. Because there's a, well, there's, is there 15 or 16 seasons now? So, fuck, you've got a lot to watch and a lot to love there. This next one, cheers.
What do you watch on, out of interest?
What it was Netflix. On Netflix, Netflix,
yeah.
I think.
And if, the new one.
Yeah, the newest season, or the newest release season is on Netflix currently as well.
Oh.
So, yeah, they're only 20 minutes as well. So, it's like a perfect binge TV show for me. Because although my attention span isn't too bad, it's that perfect zone where you can just like sit there and enjoy 20 minutes of comedy. So yeah, yeah. I definitely recommend it. Cheers. I've never watched Cheers. I heard from like, I don't even know if my granddad watched Cheers. Jesus Christ.
I used to watch a few back in the day.
Yeah,
they were all right. For the time and for the day, there was not much else going on. So I've seen a couple there. It's all right. Yeah, I mean they are kind of a bit classic, but maybe good.
Good.
I would say.
Bang in there.
They love America.
Yeah, I mean. A lot of these are American. Ashton has pointed out this is a very American list. I didn't formulate the list myself. I've put a couple
in. They're all American, aren't they?
No, there's a couple. Like the IT Crowd is there. You've got.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one? There is another one that's British. I swear there was. Or maybe a. Oh well, South Park's technically Canadian, I suppose, and so is Trailer Park Boys. But yeah, it is mostly American. So
yeah.
But I did add a couple in there from my personal wish list. Not wish list, but my personal recommendations. I don't know, for some reason, if they're actually on there. I will add them in. Again, I'm sure I put a couple in there. But yeah, this next one, Disenchantment, I think that is by the same guy who does Simpsons. You can tell by the kind of characters, yeah. Mm. Never watched it, though.
No, me neither.
Never watched it. Have you watched it, Dan?
No.
Everyone loves Raymond. Everyone's watched that, surely, on E4, Channel 4 in the mornings.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah. I did think, I do remember it being funny. But again, it was so long ago. Have you ever watched it, Jordan?
Just a couple of episodes, like by chance, never to like intentionally watch it.
Right.
Mm,
I mean, do I put it in meh or do I put it in good? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for all the ones that I've watched, which is probably less than a handful, I could not tell you one thing that happened. So, okay.
Meh, it is.
Probably, yeah. That may be more to do with me and my memory, but.
iCarly, I can safely say I've never watched in my life.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Jordan, I will let you take away South Park because I know you're a big fan. I do also like South Park.
Yeah, I love South Park. South Park's amazing. I just think that what they do for like social commentary and stuff is incredible. How they, you know, how they've maintained relevancy as well.
Mm, yeah.
It's just, you know,
that's one thing that South Park has over every other single show on this list is the on-point topical stuff they take the piss out of, because from the writer's room to the animation being up and on TV to like all stream and whatever, how you do it, it's so quick compared to other shows that it's still like relevant to what
it's
has
like
happened.
A week or something, isn't it? They're trying to do one a week or something.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Yeah, they do it like they write it and then get it out a week later.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Because they've been focused more on those specials recently, which has just been fantastic as well.
Yeah, I haven't watched the latest one.
Good. It's so good. And not to tie it back into the conversation at the start, but I do think that, you know, if freedom of speech went away, I think South Park would go away quite quickly as well. Because certainly like to highlight things that I think, you know, not everyone
with touch.
Yeah, or like sensitive issues.
Mm. I mean, like, even the title and the like kind of, I guess, thumbnail of the latest special. I think it's the latest special where they do like the Disney race swapping character thing. I feel like even that would probably get some, like, if we had this lore across the board, that wouldn't exist. Even that thumbnail and that title would not exist, as well as the show. So, yeah, you just got to, you know, sometimes you need these shows to push the boundaries, in my opinion. And that's definitely what South Park does. And I would,
it does definitely push boundaries, yeah.
I would easily put that in Amazing, South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a couple more. Louis, I've never actually watched Louis. Obviously, had a bit of a...
I didn't even know he had a show.
Yeah, I think he had a few seasons, a couple of seasons maybe, of his own like sitcom.
Oh, right.
I never watched it, but people who have watched it, I've spoken to, said it's pretty cool, pretty funny. This was obviously before he got, you know, cancelled for doing what he did.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can't say I've watched it. Have either of you watched it?
No, I never watched it.
No, Modern Family. Make that.
I love Modern Family. I think Modern Family's great.
Yeah, it's like one of those.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's like one of those feel. I wouldn't say it kind of is a feel good comedy, I guess.
Yeah,
but it is genuinely funny.
Yeah,
like, it's not like. It's not as funny as like something like South Park or It's Always Sunny, but it's not funny in the same way, in exactly the same way. But I would say, overall, it's a feel-good comedy, and I quite enjoyed it. I haven't watched all of it, but I've watched probably about a season's worth of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I'd say it's great.
Have you watched it, Dan?
No, I've never seen that.
Never seen
Modern Family, good fun.
Right, I think put that in. Do we say great or good, Jordan?
I'd say great, to be honest. I'd say it's definitely better than fucking Drake and Josh.
There you go. There you go. Drake and Josh in the bin. You get that. We'll say save The Office, The American Office, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine because they are both great. Maybe tailed off a bit towards the end, both of them, but solely from their souls, they were good. But we'll talk about them next time. But yeah, thank you everyone for joining us. I'm sure the second half was a bit more enjoyable than the first in terms of what we were talking about, but we linked it in because we always try and do. But yeah, just just remember not to pry too much into private conversations too much. Unless you're in Scotland, in which case, fucking have at it, go for it. You're all in, mate. Just start, ratting on your neighbour because they're talking about something mildly offensive to you. It's all encouraged. Might as well just occupy the police with genuine crimes. That's what you got to do, innit? You got to do what you got to do. But yeah, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you lads for joining me. And we'll see you in the next one. Up the Atma. Bye-bye for now.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.